A very good morning. Cheers, Lee Partridge here on The Breakfast Show. And we're laughing because we've got the Raksu lads in, and Miles, without even talking, has managed to break the studio.
That was already like that.
It was like that.
Oh, there you go. Oh,
if you can right. See what is happening. Oh, this is... Yeah. This is radio gold. Let's get somebody... we'll get someone in that can fix that. That's brilliant. I love it. I love live radio because you never know what's going to happen. If you're wondering what's happening, we've got a group of lads in and we're just fixing them one of the mics. How's that? Have you got it? There we go. Everything fell to bits. It's quite funny. We've got Raksu in with us. So first of all, I want to give you all a big round of applause.
I feel like because of we have to give ourselves around the
There's
applause,
loads of us. Right. We've got Jamal, Ashley, Mustafa, and Miles, who's wrecking the joint. Morning to you, lads. How are you all?
Good morning.
We're very good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine, thanks. First of all, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for
appreciate
us.
That. And one thing I've always banged on about you, lads, is that you always remember your roots, where you come from. Always proud to say that you're kind of from Watford. And I think that is testament to yourselves. Want to talk about past, present, and future, of course. Let's start with... So, I was talking to Miles about this earlier. Mm. Now, do you lads remember... we was doing here at Vibe, we was doing some live shows out and about in Watford. One was down in Twisted Monkey, yeah. Some live shows a few years ago.
Yeah,
and I used to go down, I used to do some announcing. And we were sitting there chatting. You probably won't remember this. We were sitting there chatting. Then I got up, introduced you. And that's kind of where it all started. Because I was talking to Miles' dad at one point, at Watford actually, and he said that was the first time that you'd performed live together as a four-piece. Is that correct? Silence? Possibly.
It was one of the first times.
One of the first times.
Yeah.
So how did it all come about? How did you all get together? Where did it all start? Because let's be honest, if we're saying, right, let's four of us get together and we're going to make it in the industry, we're going to make it in the music industry and do what we've done. I mean, it's never going to happen, is it?
I mean, we never really said we're going to necessarily make it in the music industry. We just all grown up with each other and gone to school together and all love music and just wanted to make some music that we were proud of and put some of it out and just start performing. And then people told us they liked it in the early days. So we were like, all right, we'll carry on and see how far we can take it. And then things just snowballed. And then after we've been doing it for a couple of years, we were just looking for ways of how we could take it further, really.
And so I suppose part of it, not having the expectations to say, this is what we're going to do, like maybe so many people, tend to do, and then their dreams are shattered and disappointed with the whole industry, so to speak. You never set out like that at all then, did you? It was just, it just happened.
I guess I wouldn't say it just happened. There was obviously goals in place, short-term goals and long-term goals, and it's just... we weren't set on something unrealistic. So, yeah, everything was kind of to plan. Obviously, there was a few curveballs thrown in, but, yeah, everything was kind of going.
So who was the first one that said, let's get together? What school was you at the time? Or what schools did you go to?
Well, me, Jam and Mus went to Westfield. Uh-huh. Ashley went Bushy Meads. And then for sixth form, me and Ashley went to Queens after that.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah. All local. I went to Bushy Hall, by the way. Don't laugh at that.
Oh, God.
Bushy Academy now, isn't it?
Bushy Academy. It wasn't when I was there. Yeah, they knocked it down since I was there. So whose idea was it?
Ashley's.
Who's to blame?
I think I saw, Jamal was singing at a party. And obviously Jamal's voice is amazing. And I was like, oh, Jam, let me hear some stuff that you've recorded. And he told me that he hadn't really recorded anything before. And I was like, well, that's crazy. Let's go studio and record some stuff. Because me and Miles have been recording music together since we were kids. And that's kind of how it started, really. That's why we started recording. But then I feel like once we started making some music, Jam was probably the one you turned around to me and was like, I really, really want to do this. Let's go for it. So... yeah, it's kind of a...
I think we should play one of your tracks. You're going to hang about, aren't you? Because I want to talk to you. I want to talk to you all again about X Factor. And, of course, most importantly, I want to talk about the track that's released today, I believe. And we're going to be playing that shortly. Lads, stay right where you are. We'll get you a... someone get him a coffee, can you? You might know this one. Recognise this, anyone? No?
Got
him. Oh,
there
we go.
There we go. Nice. us know. That's I'm Feeling You, Raksu. And we've got Raksu in with us. Morning once again, lads.
Morning.
Yo.
Yo. Morning. Yo.
You know all the words to that, I've noticed.
Oh, yeah. That song's got a special place in our hearts, so we'll never forget any of
it. Why is that? Tell us why.
I think when we first started gigging, from the songs that we had in the early days, it was the one that people seemed to like the most. It's probably the song that we performed the most as well. And obviously it was the first song that we did when we went on Yes Factor, so yeah.
Yeah, and we've been playing that version here for years.
The long version, that's the extended version.
You talk about X Factor, so we've got to talk about that. How did that come about? What was that like, the actual journey? And it must have been so humbling. And one thing I say to a lot of people, I'm not just blowing smoke just because you're here. When I met you in Twisted Monkey, and one thing I always say to people, what come across, first and foremost, before all your music and everything else, what a nice bunch of lads you were. And I think... Yeah. No, I'm not just saying it because, yeah, I always say that. I've said that to lots of people. And I think that's testament. And people realise that as well. And I think that's, as well as your music, another reason why people have taken to you so well. So, yeah, tell us about X Factor. How did that come about? What was the journey like?
What was it? We did a gig in Soho. And basically a girl came up to us, was like, have you ever thought of doing X Factor? We was like, nah.
nah.
And then, yeah, we kind of had a big argument about it, whether we should do it. And
who was saying yes, who was saying no?
It was everyone was. It was just up in the air. Everyone was umming and ahhing. Yeah, and we just came to the conclusion, right, there's no reason why we shouldn't do it. Basically, yeah. And we drove up to Manchester, done the audition, and the rest is history.
The rest is history.
It was a tedious it was a tedious process. It was very tiring, very, very tiring. And we stayed up till 3-4 a.m. every day for 3-4 months.
It was fun though.
Yeah, it was fun.
It was a lot of fun.
Jam, come in. We're not leaving you out of this. and your memories of X Factor and meeting the so-called judges and that. What's your thoughts on that? And Simon, of course.
It was not as expected, because obviously when you watch it, you get a completely different perspective. But I remember the first time we did I'm Feeling You, and literally he kind of said to us, like, look, I want you guys to just educate us on kind of your style of music and your side of things, because that's very important for the show, and that's very important for you guys to be able to showcase what you guys are doing. So yeah, it was a great opportunity to kind of go and meet them. And obviously when we got to judges' houses, we met Cheryl, and she was positive as well, and all of the judges have kind of been positive and allowed us to kind of make sure that we were just looking at things in a different way. And then of course Simon just allowed us to do what we needed to do, and yeah, that was really important.
It's interesting because people wouldn't be so brave as to do their own use their own music, would they? Because it's easier to go with tried and tested. So was that something that crossed your mind? You think, well, shall we? Or was you always confident, this is what we want to do, win, lose or draw, we're going
to
do it?
Yeah, that was the most important thing. We kind of did it to get I'm Feeling You heard, and it kind of just went from there. But we were always maintaining that we wanted to do our own music, because we knew what we wanted to do. And you know, it was kind of, even if we didn't get to the next round, at least we got to where we got to by doing our own music. So it was never a negative thing for us. It was always about trying to make sure that we pushed our music out there, because that was the most important thing for us.
And your favourite part, apart from the moment where you was, I can still see it now, jumping around, of where you was announced the winners, what was your favourite part of X Factor? I'll ask that to each of you, so whoever wants to start.
Go on, let's go right to left.
Apart from winning, what was your favourite part?
I think my personal favourite part was when we went on to boot camp at the Wembley Arena, and we got up on stage, and I think it was in front of 3,000 or 4,000 people, and as soon as we just walked onto the stage, you just hear screaming, like...
Was you nervous at all?
Up to that point, yeah, but then once we got on stage, everything just kind of went, and we were like, okay, cool, let's just have fun. Because it was fun.
Fell into place, Jam? Yeah.
Judges' houses, to be honest, because judges' houses, there were a load of like strong competition, and I think there was a point where we went over to Simon and it was like, you know, you're trying to figure out whether or not you've made it to the live shows. And I would never forget looking around and seeing everyone just being excited and happy because we knew how much hard work we had put in and stuff like that. And yeah, it was great to kind of see everybody be excited and just, yeah. Yeah.
And did was there people there to do all the cooking and everything? I've always wondered about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, there was. There was. I kind of was left behind afterwards because I forgot my passport and had to go to Belgium, but that's a different story. So, yeah.
Yeah, yours, Ash, was your favourite part?
Mine's probably week one of the live shows. And obviously performing Mama Sita, and I think that ended up getting to like number two in the iTunes chart, and it felt like the whole country was listening to it, and that's something that we'd written obviously a while ago by ourselves, just as a group of friends with nobody else involved, and so to have that many people buy into it and enjoy it was, that was a real like magical moment where we're looking at our phones like, rah, I can't believe this is actually
people
happening.
Buying their stuff.
Yeah, wow. Do you know what I mean? So that was, yeah, that's like a real powerful moment for me.
Miles?
Yeah, mine would be live shows.
Live shows.
Live shows, yeah.
Live
or,
shows.
Or Judges Houses when I met Cheryl.
Just threw that one in now, I noticed. Lads, stay right where you are. We're going to play something that you released. You know what it is, I won't tell you, but I'm going to play it now. And I just want to talk to you about what's happened since, and then we want to get on to your new stuff. And also, I need to ask you, I've always thought that you're pretty good. There's only one thing missing, and I think maybe it's a fifth member.
Talk about that.
All that coming up. Raxu in the house in Vibe 107.6. Very good morning, Lee Partridge on the Breakfast Show. You got them in flight, Shakira. Smile like a meal. Got me feeling Latino. I am a giant. I quite literally am at the moment. I've put on so much weight.
Jeez,
I have no. I've put on some timber. I can tell you. I need to get dancing. You've got a quick hello there, haven't you, Ash?
Yeah, big shout out to Sam Jeffries. He's 9 years old and in South Oxy right now, and we want to let you know that we appreciate you, bro. So hope you're having a good day.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, Sam's been in touch to the station, wanted a hello, and there you go from one of the Raxu boys. So first of all, I want to say, like I said earlier, four piece music's great. Everything. I just think one thing was missing. Maybe from yourselves, and maybe, I mean, I don't know if I've got this wrong, I don't know if your company's about, maybe a fifth member?
Definitely, right. I think you're definitely suiting our style. I think you're wearing a shirt and a tie and, on
shall
top.
Shall I put my jacket on? Look.
Yeah, put the jacket on.
It's very hot in here.
And then you've got dry fit tracksuit bottoms on.
Yeah, I can only just get in them these days. And so trainers, how does that look?
Splendid. Fantastic. Fantastic.
Oh, sign him up.
If only this was not my granddad's suit jacket, I'd look even better. Lads, I want to talk to you about a new track that's released. I'm going to have to take it off in a minute. I want to talk to you about a track that's released today. Tell us about the track. How did it come about? And what's it all about? Who would like to do that?
So, the new song that's out this morning is called Rotate Clockwise. And do you know what? It's, you know when you're at a party and everyone's up dancing, but there's somebody who sat down because they're too shy, and you're like, look, do you know what? You look great. I know you can dance. It doesn't matter. Just get up and have a good time. And that's kind of like the energy that we put into the song. And I think we've got a video somewhere of us in the session in the studio when we made it as well. And we were all just having the time of our lives and basically just dancing around. So that's what the song means for us.
That's what it's all about. We're going to be playing it very, very shortly. Also, I've noticed there's a lot of stuff been happening for you, especially, the last 2 or 3 years, but especially over the last 6 months, you've been out there more. I know you've had a slight change of personnel, so to speak. Has that had a difference? How has that come about? And what difference has it made to you as artist, Jem?
We have put out loads more stuff this year, so it's from a place of excitement, to be honest, because last year, for whatever reason, we just didn't release as much stuff as we would have wanted to, but this time, as you said, for the last 6 months, we've had a change of personnel, and things have been great, and it's been really telling to see the fan base that we've got, and the supporters, or whatever name you want to give them, because being that we hadn't released that much music last year, and then seeing the response to the Rome EP, to Yours or Mine, and to Rotate Clockwise, it's been amazing. So it's been really, really great to kind of be a part of that and seeing everybody just respond to it and just be there for us. Whether, you know, things are going on behind the scenes, the music is kind of, you know, the thing that pushes things forward. So yeah, we've been excited to kind of get loads of things out.
And what I did say with the change of personnel, again, testament to you're just nice lads. It was all done in a nice, respectful way, and you know, no one, it was no, sometimes you see in the music industry and everyone's at each other, but it was nothing like that at all. And I think that's why your progression maybe is continuing to move in the right way. What have you got else have you got lined up going forwards? Must tell us about gigs coming up, etc., those that you can remember.
No, so we've got three of our own shows, one in London, one in Birmingham, and one in Manchester. London and Birmingham are sold out, so we're really excited about that. And then yeah, Manchester's very close to being sold out, so if people haven't got tickets already, they should get them.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you need anyone to introduce you on stage, I'm your man.
I love that.
In that outfit. Yeah. It has to be in that outfit.
5 weeks of contact. Yeah. So what sort of things would you, so when would you be looking at writing and producing some more music, Miles?
To be honest, we've got a backlog of music.
Have you?
We write every single day. I produce. We kind of make music every day. He's got a studio in his house, I've got a studio in my house. That's a daily process. That is a daily process. We've already got contenders for our next single. It's just trying to.
And what was it like working with a Naughty Boy? Shay Cole, he's a local lad as well.
Yeah, he's a local, he went to Westfield, so yes. It was good. It was kind of like it was kind of like a family feeling straight away, you know. He's a Watford boy, yeah. So we kind of hit it off straight away. Good guy, obviously his music speaks for itself. Mm. So yeah, it was an honour to work with himself, and obviously Wycliffe Sean as well, who's,
when I saw that and I saw you working, I thought brilliant, all the local lads together. Right, let's play it. Let's play Rotate Clockwise.
I just wanna see you rotate both ways. I just wanna see you rotate.
Couldn't do it now with these knees. Oh, sorry, we're back on air. Lee Partridge here on The Breakfast Show. We're having some fun this morning, mainly at my expense. We've got the Raksu lads still in with us. We've been talking.
Yo.
How you doing, lads? All right?
Yeah, good.
Are you enjoying it this morning in here?
We are.
Slightly different to what you normally probably do. It's slightly more chaotic. I've turned up in my tracksuits and my suit. Oh, someone explain. I've got me suit jacket on, me tie, me shirt, tracksuit bottoms and trainers. Whose idea was that? And tell us why I'm wearing such a ridiculous clothes for me.
That was your idea,
Raksu,
wasn't it?
Raksu, yeah.
You don't know what tracks versus suits.
Jim?
I did, but short, quick, snappy answer.
Yeah.
So basically, we wanted to embody both sides of what we were doing. So if we had our way, we would sit in tracksuits and make music all day. But unfortunately, you have to go to work and wear a suit. So it's kind of trying to embody both lives, so the tracks versus the suits.
Yeah, and yeah, hence why I'm wearing a tracksuit and a suit.
Yeah, and it's fun to wear, you know, it's fun, yeah.
It's very hot.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, there is that.
It's hot today. I want to ask you your musical influences and who you looked up to, your idols, what sort of stuff you listened to as you was growing up, starting with most.
Influences, 90s hip-hop, 70s and 80s funk.
Oh, really? Excellent.
For me, I was R&B, like gospel music, Motown, that kind of stuff. I grew up listening to that, and that was, yeah, my main influence though when I was growing up was probably Usher.
Oh, Usher.
Yeah, probably my main influence growing
Scream.
Up.
Scream!
Skepta and Drake were probably my, yeah, two big influences on me, rapping-wise.
Ashley, Miles?
Rapping-wise, it would be probably Eminem or Biggie or Jay-Z.
Oh, there you go. That's where it all come from. I want to ask you a few, finish off, just for a bit of fun, some of your favourites. So, favourite takeaway food?
Chinese.
What have you got? Jam?
Italian, specifically Zizi's Pollo Picante. You know.
You guys listening, you know.
Sponsorship deal.
Yeah.
Actually.
Raw fish poke bowl.
Oh, my lord, mate, that's different, isn't it? Takeaway food.
You can't even get it.
What are you going to say? I didn't even know there was such a thing.
It's
really good. Like, you get, like, sushi, or you can get tuna or salmon with loads of raw vegetables as well. Make you feel brand new after.
He likes to go to the sea and apparently spear for fish to make this poke bowl. Yeah.
Do it yourself.
It's got to be Chinese, I think.
Chinese. Yeah. Just a few. A couple of quick ones. Fire them at me. Favourite holiday destination?
Egypt.
Barbados. Haven't been yet, but want to go to Tibet.
Favourite one? I haven't been there.
How can it be your favourite?
Your prize.
I'm desperate to go to Tibet.
I hope it's like what you're expecting.
I want to go and see the Dalai Lama. I want to go pray in temples.
He's a big fan of the show. Morning to you. Miles?
Anywhere in the Caribbean.
And I just want to say, I've got a little pizza bar and I want to create a Raksu pizza. So I want 4 toppings, 1 from each of you. What's your favourite? Stuff?
Boring cheese and tomato.
Cheese and tomato, so that's the base.
I know everybody says that this is controversial, but pineapple on pizza, yeah.
Pineapple, like it.
Jalapenos.
What?
Somebody better add some meat. Please.
We've got pineapple, jalapenos.
Yeah, yeah.
we've got hot and spicy pineapple at the minute.
Yeah.
Don't be selfish.
Pepperoni.
Pepperoni, yeah. Right, okay.
Yeah. Two of us can't eat a pizza.
I'll put that up on the board. That's going to be a new pizza called Raksu in our shop. And two final ones.
Two members can't eat.
We'll adjust it.
No, we shall not.
We'll add some tofu on there for Ash.
Radio station. Your favourite radio station?
Vibe
107.6.
FM.
And your favourite presenter?
Lee
Partridge.
Yes! That's a round of applause for that. That's the best moment of the show for me. There we go. Lads, I want to say thank you.
You're going to give us that 10 later.
Each. I want to say thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks
it's been an
us,
absolute
mate.
Pleasure to have you in. Always you remembered your roots. You're always back here doing stuff in and around Watford. We wish you the best of luck for the future and just keep on rocking out there for Watford.
Thank you.
Brilliant. Appreciate it.
The Raksu lads.
I want you to freak me through the night until it's the way your body boom booms through the night. Boom boom. I want you to freak. You're still my.
I want. You're a freak, Raksu. Of course, the lads have been in with me this morning. In actual fact, they're still hanging around in the
hello.
They must be enjoying it. Lads, asked you for a rewind track. We're going into the rewind show, and Miles, you've just popped one to us. What have you decided? What have you chose?
Elton John, Rocket Man.
And what's the reason behind this? Obviously, Elton John, a local lad,
I grew up on Elton John, loved his music, and. Just it's a no-brainer, he's a Watford boy. So.
And also, you're on his playlist, aren't you?
Yes.
Yeah, correct. There you go. I've always said he's got good taste, Elton John. Here we go, Rocket Man, especially for you lads.
Rocket Man.
Pre-flight. This is my it's my audition. 0 hour. 9 a.m.